We're visiting with Emporia High boys basketball coach Lee Baldwin here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, welcome to year number two. You know, you got some good guys back and everything, but, you know, this is going to be a tough part of the season, knowing depth is going to be an issue here early on.
Yeah, it's great to be back for year two, and we have some guys that have worked really hard to take the next step to playing some varsity basketball, and hopefully we can get off to a good start this year like we did last year.
Yeah, and it's going to be big because you got Ottawa coming in here first. They're ranked 9th in 4A. But let's talk about some of the guys you have back. River Peters, who has played a lot of ball over the summer, arguably been your best player early in practice. You know, Calvin Seeley's back. You'll get Cooper Rex back sometime during this season. Sheldon Stewart's back as well. But you got to like what you got to work with.
Yeah, bringing back those three guys that you mentioned that played a lot of significant minutes last year hopefully gives us some steadying forces when we come out and play on Friday with some other guys that don't have as much experience. But we're going to rely on those three heavily throughout this season.
Can you talk about some of the new guys that could contribute? I know we kind of talked a couple weeks ago about a Ryland Crowell, a Josh Rios. What do you like about those two specifically? And you saw a lot of potential out of Ryland over the summer and seeing what he did on the football field too.
Yeah, we're going to need Ryland to step up from day one. I know he's going to be a sophomore, but we can't baby him into the games. We're going to need him to play significant minutes, and we're going to need him to play well. And it's not a, hey, you're a sophomore. We need him to play well from the get-go. Josh Rios is as tough as a kid and as coachable as a kid as we have in our program. He's going to get the first crack to start Friday. He's earned that opportunity, and I really hope that he does well. I mean, he's a kid that's easy to root for and one kid you want to see do well.
And you talk about Harry Trelka. You know, he's a freshman, but it sounds like he might have to make an impact early in his career.
Yeah, based off some injuries that we've had that are unforeseen, Harry's got the next step up, next man up mentality, and I've been really impressed with his work ethic so far this year in practice. And if he can continue to show the ability to guard other players and take care of the ball, I don't see why he can't be a guy that plays, 12 to 15 varsity minutes starting on Friday.
Tonight, you go over to Burlington to scrimmage Burlington and Chanute in a jamboree. How's this a good test for Friday night?
I think it's a great idea. Our guys are tired of practicing against each other, so it's nice to get some other live competition and see what goes well and what doesn't. We're changing everything stylistically, defensively, so this is the first crack this winter we've had of going and guarding somebody else. So we'll see how we do there and then hopefully make a couple corrections from tonight and hopefully use that to our advantage on Friday.
We're visiting with Emporia High boys basketball coach Lee Baldwin here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, opening up the season at home against Ottawa, last year went there and really good game. You scored, I think it was over 70 points. I think it was a 7-point victory. But that team is ranked 9th in 4A to start the preseason. The two Heppner twins are back, and then the McCullough kid is back. They're a little hungry with how they performed against you guys, and I know they want to come in here and spoil the home opener for you guys.
Yeah, anytime you can bring back your three best players off of any type of team, that's a good place to start. They took their lumps last year, but they return their two leading scorers, their biggest guy. The expectations for them are going to be pretty high, and we're going to have to play well. I mean, there's no question about that. We're going to play a high-caliber team from the get-go, and that'll let us know real early on where we stand.
And that will set you guys up next week with three games at Wild Auditorium and the Paul Terry Classic. The defending champions you guys are. You got Spring Hill next Thursday, next Friday. You'll see Hayden for the first time in for three games this year. Three meetings with a Centennial League foe. That was tough last year, seeing them three times. And then concluding next weekend with Wichita Trinity, too. So you're gonna see some tough basketball here in these first four games.
Yes, and that's the way you want it. You want to get challenged early so you can get some lessons on items that we need to improve on and get better with. So we don't really have a lot of time to, just walk right into the season and pick up a lot of easy wins. Like, we're going to get tested from the get-go, and hopefully we're ready to play.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. I look forward to following you guys throughout the season. Best of luck on Friday night against Ottawa. Best of luck next week, the Paul Terry Classic. We'll catch up with you again in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Dylan. Appreciate your time.
That is Emporia High Boys Basketball Coach Lee Baldwin joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Nextech Wireless and Miller Granite on KVOE Live and Local.